We have to have a very fair assessment of this academic and intellectual icon of early Islam.
His impact is more pronounced in jurisprudence that he formalized.
And tens of thousands of statements and teachings have reached us from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Please stay tuned. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, was an incredibly prominent character in the history of the Muslims. He benefited humankind with his highly scientific achievements, many of which had never been seen before by humanity. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam's instructions in the acts of worship and transactions and his contribution in the field of legislation were amazing achievements that had not occurred before amongst the Muslim masses. And his eminence also had a positive and active share in the establishment of human culture and civilization. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, the son of Imam Baqir alayhi salam, an individual who was divinely appointed by the Almighty Allah, was known to have improved the general public lives of the people and the Muslims, and he was an individual, a divinely appointed Imam, a man from the household of the Holy Prophet, who enhanced human thoughts and discovered many of the secrets of this universe. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. So it's interesting, as we speak about the dialogues of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, there is this interesting dialogue that His Eminence, the sixth divinely appointed Imam alayhi salam, has with an individual by the name of Bakr ibn Bakr al-Sayrafi. And so this individual, Bakr ibn Bakr al-Sayrafi, he was speaking with Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, and he heard Imam Sadiq alayhi salam say that we have things that make us dispense with opinionism, it is known as Rai, and analogy, which is known as Qiyas, and all people in turn need us. So just right here, if we kind of pause very quickly, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is saying that we do not use our own personal opinion, nor do we use some kind of an analogy, nor do we use other people in order to put forth whatever it is that we say. And matter of fact, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam continues, he says that all people need us, the divinely appointed Imams, in order to understand the religion in its various forms. And then Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, this is a book. Apparently he points towards a book. He says it has been dictated by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and it has been handwritten by Imam Ali alayhi salam. And it comprises every legal and illegal item. And then he continues, he says, due to this book, We know whether or not you will accept or deny the advice that we offer to you when you ask us anything. It's really amazing. This book apparently that was with Imam Sadiq alayhi salam in the present time is with Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. But a book that, you know, has these kind of details on every legal and illegal matter, on this, on every haram and every wajib matter, jurisprudential matters, I'm assuming. But what's really interesting is the fact that it says that it even tells us whether or not you will accept or deny the offer of the advice, excuse me, that we offer to you when you ask us anything. I only have about 30 so seconds to explain this, but this does not mean that everything is predestined and predetermined. This means that whatever choices we will make voluntarily out of free will are already known to the Almighty Allah. So we are still making our own choices, we still have our own free will. It is we ourselves who accept or deny anything. It's not predetermination, it's not jabr. We are making the decisions to accept or deny. Of course, there is du'as and supplications which help us to go towards the positive, but still it is us who are deciding to accept or deny, and the Almighty Allah, out of His comprehensive knowledge, knows what exactly it is that we will choose. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. IRIB English Radio, our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Dr. Yasser Qadhi.
Abu Ja'far al-Mansur was a person, 24 years he ruled the Ummah, and he established the Abbasid dynasty in Baghdad. But as every politician, he's worried about internal revolts and threats. Abu Hanifa was known to Ja'far al-Sadiq and vice versa. This is the time that they met in the palace of the Khalifa. And Abu Ja'far said, "So do you have anything to discuss?" Prompting him, like wanting him to know. And so Abu Hanifa said, "I reluctantly brought up every mas'ala, one after the other. And every time I asked him any of these issues, Ja'far al-Sadiq said, 'Well, you guys in Kufa, your opinion is such and such, and this is why you hold it. And as for Medina, Imam Malik holds such and such, and this is why he holds that opinion.' And then sometimes he would agree with me, sometimes he would agree with Imam Malik, and sometimes he would have a third opinion. And every single issue I asked, he had already known the answer, he knows the evidences of all the opinions, and he already has his opinion as well. So he said, 'I could not catch him on any of these 40. Turns out he was more knowledgeable than me." This is Abu Hanifa's testimony. When Abu Hanifa was asked, "Who is the most knowledgeable that you've seen?" Later on he said, "Ja'far al-Sadiq is the most knowledgeable I have seen." And Imam Malik as well studied with Ja'far al-Sadiq, because Ja'far al-Sadiq is senior to them age-wise, right? So Imam Malik has narrated hadith from Ja'far al-Madina, and Abu Hanifa has also interacted and praised Ja'far al-Sadiq, and this shows us the level of Ja'far al-Sadiq. And also, Ja'far al-Sadiq, out of those early scholars of the Ahlul Bayt, Ja'far al-Sadiq lived at a time and formulated a school of law that the followers of the 12ers, they call Ja'fari Fiqh, as you know, after Ja'far al-Sadiq. He's one of the founders of law.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.